From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Last year, Dominique de Villepin was the French foreign minister who expressed France's opposition to U.S. policy on Iraq at the U.N. Security Council. This year, he is the French interior minister, and some people think in the coming years he will be France's prime minister. Monsieur de Villepin, who is also a published poet, has a collection of his speeches and interviews that's been translated into English. It's called Toward a New World, and he joins us from New York. Welcome to the program, Monsieur de Villepin.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you for inviting me.
I'd like to ask you first, in the new world that you would like us to move toward, how would U.S.-French or U.S.-European relations be different from where they are today?
Well, I believe we are cooperating very well in a certain number of fields. Take, for example, counterterrorism. I came here in the States, in Washington, yesterday to meet with Robert Mueller of the FBI, and we have, I believe, an exemplary cooperation. So on many fields, I think we are working very well. But, of course, we have to join our efforts every day more in order to solve the crisis of the world. I think that's the most important thing on the agenda if we want to reduce the tension of the world.
In the speeches and interviews collected in the book, you are frequently heard reminding people of the many good relations and examples of cooperation between Paris and Washington. But there is, as we say, the elephant standing in the middle of the room, and that's Iraq policy. How would you reconcile U.S. and French differences over Iraq at this point?
Well, I believe we've been working very hard on that during the last months after the war. Of course, we see the situation is deteriorating on the ground, and that's a big worry for all of us. And you have to understand, and the American people have to understand, that we are very much concerned because, of course, of geography, because France and Europe are neighbors of the Middle East. We are neighbors of the Mediterranean Sea, and everything that concerns this region is very close to us. We have today two journalists that are held hostage in Iraq.
Two French journalists,
absolutely. And of course, it is very important for us to have Iraq back on a more stable trend.
I want you to take us back a year to when Iraq was being debated at the United Nations Security Council. Because in reading your speeches and statements from the time, there's a question that I have, and I realize this is hypothetical, but I want you to do your best with it. France wanted to continue the arms inspection program in Iraq. If, in fact, the arms inspectors had come back with a double negative, that is, we can't prove that they don't have any weapons of mass destruction, the suspicion lingers on, was it even within the realm of consideration that France might have taken part in military action against Iraq, or was that off the table from the start and never a possibility?
No, we always said that we would consider the use of force at the last resort. But it was very important for us to go through the whole process because the whole international community was behind this process, was supporting this process, and legitimacy is the key of the international action. And of course, if at one point we have thought that Saddam Hussein was not working with the inspectors, nothing was going to come out, and if we had the proof that there were some proliferation weapons in Iraq, then of course we could have changed our attitude. And we said that since the beginning.
But did you understand one possible outcome of this entire process as being an inconclusive result from the inspectors? And at the same time, because it's hard to imagine Hans Blix or Mr. Albarradei saying, he doesn't possess any weapons. It's more likely they might have said, we have found no evidence of him having any weapons. Would France, do you think, ultimately in that case, have sent troops to Iraq?
Well, you know, when you use force, it has to be for a good reason. So you need to have information, credible information, that can tell you to act in such a way. I believe one of the problems of Iraq is that you need to convince not only our countries, but you need to convince also Muslim countries of the third world that the use of force is legitimate. Mm-hmm. And if you have no arguments to give them saying that, yes, there is a danger, I think then we would have needed to wait and to take other means in order to have this information. But you cannot go to war without having some kind of proof or real elements that can legitimate the war.
So given what's been found or not found so far in Iraq, it seems France was never very close to actually considering going to war in Iraq.
I mean, absolutely.
Absolutely not. Would you like to be Prime Minister of France one day?
Oh, that's a big charge, and I believe in France we have a lot of competent people, so I stick to the job I have.
I thought it's down to about two right now that people talk about, actually, and you're one of them.
you know what rumors are in politics.
Some of them are true, though. Some of the rumors turn out to be true. Is it a position that you would want to someday to hold?
I don't think you can say the Prime Minister of France is a hell of a job. It's a very difficult job in a very difficult time. We have a Prime Minister, Jean-Pierre Raffarin, who is doing a great job with President Jacques Chirac, and I think that this question is not on the ground today.
I want to ask you also about your... finding inspiration for your life in politics and diplomacy in the works of French poets and in your own poetry. What, if any, is the connection between the two interests that you pursue?
Well, the very interesting thing about poetry is that it gives you a look to life, a very different perspective from the common one. So I think it's very important to have this kind of fresh look, to be able to discuss, to raise questions. And I think it's very familiar with diplomacy, raising questions. I don't believe we have all the answers, but being able always to question our society, to question the world, to respect other people, and try to find new ways and means. We need imagination, and poetry is very much about imagination.
Mr. Minister, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Dominique de Villepin, who is the French Interior Minister and also the author of Toward a New World, spoke to us from our bureau in New York.